Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I don't forget, I have this, I don't have it, but we're supporting our friend Crystal's fundraiser for her dad, whose home was wrecked in Jamaica. Crystal works at Tucker Duke's, and you know we talk about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox on this show for years. They've been a partner of mine, an advertising partner of mine for years, Tucker Duke's, and Crystal has been there for a long time. She's Jamaican, and she is going to Jamaica to see her dad, and she finally talked to him yesterday, since first time since the hurricane hit. And like I said, he lives, or their home is in Castle Mountain, Westmoreland, Jamaica, and it's pretty well wrecked. And so we're trying to help out Crystal. She put up a GoFundMe. So I tweeted it on my Twitter account. So it's at Mark Hochman on Twitter. If you're on the YouTube channel watching us, I put it in the live chat as well. So if you want to help out Crystal, she's trying to raise $700. They're at $155 right now. And they were at $60 when I first mentioned it. So if you can find it in your heart to help out, that would be great. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some hoops with him. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins game Sunday. Your broadcast team on CBS4 is Andrew Catalan, Jason McCourty, and Charles Davis. That will be maybe their fourth Dolphins game that they've done.
Fourth, I believe, this season. That's the A team, though. So, well done, Dolphins.
Well, it's actually their number four team.
Oh.
It's comfortability with the team.
No, it's the fourth best game on CBS in the early window. I mean, if you really narrow it down, that's the...
So fourth best game in the NFL, you're saying?
No, fourth best game in the AFC in the early window. Mm. So I happen to like Andrew Catalan. I think he's really good at it. And I think Jason McCourty and Charles Davis are very good on the Dolphins broadcast. So I'm excited for that. You'll get Game Day Uncensored Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Tobin and Solana and Omar Kelly and Chris Perkins. So, listen, you got to play the game. you can't just walk away. That's not a selling point. I don't sound like I'm hyping up the game there. You got to play them. I don't know what else to do.
They're going to be out there. They're kicking the ball off.
Got to play the game. Canes game, by the way, on Saturday is on ESPN. That's going to be Bob Wischusen and Lewis Riddick. Lewis Riddick might be your next Dolphins general manager.
He wants the job.
He wants it.
I can't say no, but there's no, like, who criticizes the general manager, you know?
Right.
Who knows the next and upcoming top three general managers in the world? Nobody knows that.
Well, Lewis Riddick has been, I think, pretty public about wanting the gig. So, all right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk with Jim Larrañaga, and before you know it, it'll be time for some heat action tonight. And then finally, after this one, Solana, you get back on regular time. You don't have to worry about Mountain time and West time. I mean, you've had some late nights here at the studio with Tommy Tighe.
I have.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
All right. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Nothing like a back-to-back at home, 8 p.m. start time Friday, Saturday to just get you right back into the swing of things, man.
I mean, when you can Friday. when you can spend Friday and Saturday with Tommy Tighe.
Is that a new day?
From midnight to 2 a.m., you're doing something right.
I love Friday days and May, June 4th.
Well, I'm a big fan of Feptember.
We all had days.
None of us can speak.
Friday day is pretty bad. You guys are being nice right now. I mean, that might be coming from somebody who said February. I mean, that's bad. Yeah. You guys are being very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Friday day.
Appreciate that.
Friday day.
You're talking about the Heat, Hawk, and we've all seen these conversations regarding John Morant. What's next for John Morant? Well, sign Kendrick Perkins up, as Heat should trade for John Morant, because he said there's only one option, the direction he needs. He needs that Eric Spoelstra, Miami Heat, Pat Riley type culture around him.
Well, you know, I thought about that when he did the whole Jimmy Butler thing, I've lost my joy and whatever. I thought that was funny. I'm not certain that plays well with Riley, because he doesn't want to be now in that game again, the find your joy game, even on the receiving side. But I do think there's something there. Riley covets Wales. Ja Morant, while not the Ja Morant that we remembered rookie year, the second season, is still, I would say, technically a Whale, although I think Solana, you were arguing, he's not even a top 10 player.
I just think his stock has fallen.
Sure.
We were talking about him potentially as the next face of the league at one point. I don't know if he was the favorite to be the next face of the league, but he was in the conversation.
Would you want him here?
Hell yeah. I'm with Solana. He's not a top 10 player right now. He has top 10 talent for sure. But I think it's a great thing for the Heat. I think I disagree with you. I think the Heat culture, where like Zion's lazy. He's just lazy and likes to eat. Like, you don't get that out of a person. Ja loves basketball. He's in shape. He's stupid athletic. I think he's immature. And I think that Heat culture, that, you know, the guys getting around him, having a Bam, having a Norm, having that culture around Ja Morant, I think that would help Ja take him to that level of top 10 player.
You'd rather have Ja over Zion?
Huh, a million times out of a million.
Ja over Zion?
I think it's a conversation to be had.
I think it's a conversation to be had. I think it's a conversation to be had.
Are you talking about on the basketball court or a food eating competition?
No, I'm talking about on the basketball court.
Oh, you talking about July 5th, whatever?
July 5th. No, but, you know, Mike's Pizza Challenge down in Southwest Miami-Dade, Zion or Ja, I would have to really think about it.
Ja has had numerous off-court issues. Mm-hmm. Zion, none. Mm. Well.
He had.
Right. I dated the wrong lady.
I love how you minimize things.
Haven't we all dated a wrong lady once in a while?
But. The Heat culture couldn't fix Deion Waiters, because Deion Waiters didn't have the ability like a Ja. You bring Ja down here and put the damn hoof on him, have him living across the street from the damn Kaseya Center, having Spo and Riley and Bam in his ear every day. Bro, I think that would be beautiful for both sides.
There is another level to this, which is the analyst the Heat brought in, the consultant the Heat brought in to work with Eric Spoelstra. He's not officially on their coaching staff, but he's somebody who is a big part of why they're playing the style offensively that they are.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually on the Grizzlies coaching staff last season with their former head coach. Remember, they fired their head coach with like 8 games left in the season. And it's reportedly because they were running this type of offense that he was impacting and that they wanted to run. And Ja Morant hated it.
Mm.
And Ja essentially pulled out his you-know-what and said, get these guys out of here. So now there's kind of this conflict of interest, which is some Heat fans are saying, go trade for Ja Morant. He's a superstar. But the Heat are running the offense that he wanted nothing to do with the season ago. Meanwhile, one of the assistant coaches is hanging around Eric Spoelstra and the Heat coaching staff, helping them run this offense.
That seems like it'll go well.
You bring Zion to the Kaseya Center, you know what's right across the street, Toro Toro.
Why do you think you can knock the whatever out of Ja Morant but Zion Williamson, who likes a good meal, who doesn't, can't be fixed by Riley and Zoe and Spo and whoever else is around there. I find this questionable.
It's easier to fix emotions than addictions. Ja's upset. Ja's in his feelings. You can fix upset in your feelings.
Yeah, they fixed Jimmy Butler's feelings and emotions.
Jimmy Butler's an old butt wipe. Yeah. Jimmy Butler's going to be an old butt wipe.
Well, Ja Morant seems to be pacing at that. He's literally using the terminology Jimmy used. I've lost my joy for the game.
And Crowder's also really focusing on one thing with Ja Morant and leaving out a lot more baggage that Ja Morant carries. I mean, this dude was suspended for 6 months of a season because of
guns.
And then after being suspended, he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to film myself pretending like I have a gun.
Immaturity. He's in a car showing out for the gram. That's immaturity. You could get immature out of you.
Guns are immaturity. Guns.
He wasn't robbing people. He was waving a gun for the gram. It's what these kids do. ISIS used the phrase for the gram twice.
Zion's taking pictures of food for the gram. Everyone does that. He's not eating all of it. It's like
then he eats his phone because there's food inside. He thinks.
All right, what else do we got? I think we solved a lot of the Heat's problems right there. Not that they even have any.
Heat in five, by the way, with or without Ja Morant.
All right. You know what? Get them both.
Trade both?
Bam.
Get them both.
Bam would have a heart attack. coach, nah.
So I'm very upset about what the MLS has decided to do this morning. I don't know if any of you saw this, but Inter Miami is going to play Nashville game 3, win or go home. The winner moves on to the second round. The loser is ousted from the MLS playoffs in the first round. Same spot Inter Miami was in a season ago at home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And they have suspended my guy, Luis Suarez, for game 3 against Nashville on Sunday for a play that he wasn't penalized for. Not shown a yellow or a red card in the game the other day, but the MLS went back, replayed the incident, and has now handed down a one-game suspension in essentially game 7 of the playoffs.
That guy's got behavioral problems as well.
He does. He would
probably benefit from a sit-down with Spo and Zoe and Riley.
He's way past that, man. I promise he's way past that. But it is insane. If you go watch the play, hey, definitely kick the dude. But to suspend him for a game 7, I mean, we're talking about one of the biggest stars in the league. Imagine suspending one of the biggest stars in the league for something that he wasn't penalized for on the floor or on the pitch or on the court 5 days later before a win-or-go-home match. It's absurd what the MLS is doing here.
I got to watch the play because...
All right. I'll send it to you.
Didn't
guys.
He spit on someone recently too?
He bit a guy.
Well, he bit a guy a couple years ago in the World Cup.
But he spit on someone recently.
That was his third biting incident. He did serve a multi-game suspension. Yeah. For spitting on a Seattle staff member in the League's Cup final.
And again, that kind of stuff happens.
Oh, Solana. He cocked back and donkey kicked the man in his thigh. What are you talking
he didn't
about?
Cock back. That's ridiculous.
Talana, I'm watching it right now.
He didn't cock back. He didn't cock back.
He cocks back and donkey kicks the man straight in the thigh.
Well, I mean, if you're going to describe it that way, of course he's going to get suspended.
It's 5 days. Is the problem with that story? It took 5 days to do it. But Talana, you watch that film and say, "Oh, that's a soccer play there."
That's not worth a one game suspension. It's not. He should have been carted on the field. I would have been down with that. And you move on. That's not worth a one game suspension. It's just not. He got tripped up, retaliated, and he stuck his cleat in the dude's groin. Like, no big deal. I mean, come on, that happened.
Talana, that's a stick your cleat. That's a donkey kick to the crotch, Talana.
Whatever, man. No, stupid.
I don't know what to do. I'm still reeling over the Panthers point total.
Then he smiles, and then he puts up like a finger gun and shoots at something. Dude, Talana, you're defending this?
Crazy. I'm not defending his actions. He's a repeat offender, and he's a dummy. And it's hard to defend the guy, even though he's one of my favorite athletes of all time. But to suspend one of the biggest stars in your league for that, Crowder, you would agree is ridiculous. It's preposterous. Genuinely, it is. To suspend him for a game seven?
It is ridiculous and preposterous.
I've been watching a lot of Stephen A. Smith.
you got some big words under your belt today, huh, Solana?
Hey, so Fox signs Drew Brees to a multi-year deal. They have locked up Tom Brady, Greg Olsen, and now Drew Brees. He's going to partner with Adam Amin, but that probably means Mark Sanchez hit the bricks.
Mm, well, understandable.
Mm-hmm. saw that coming.
I mean, I don't know. Don't get stabbed.
Don't beat up a 70-year-old man for no reason either.
Don't get stabbed in self-defense, or the guy is stabbing you in self-defense of what you're doing to him. Allegedly.
I wasn't sure how I was going to defend Luis Suarez. I'm fascinated to hear how you're going to defend Mark Sanchez.
Listen, don't do something that causes someone to stab you in self-defense. Allegedly.
All right, the Heat, they do play tonight. They're going to play the Denver Nuggets. If they win today, they finish this road trip 2-2. How about Kasperis Jakučonis, the Heat's first-round pick, who is yet to make his season debut? He's questionable for tonight's game, so could make his debut tonight.
Oh, all right.
That's at 9 p.m. Listen to all the action here. Panthers lost yesterday in Anaheim. They gave up 7 goals. They'll continue their West Coast trip in the coming days. Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy right now. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
I see on the fundraiser that Crystal, our friend Crystal, is having for her father in Jamaica. There's now $470 raised. It was $40, I think, when we started, or $60. And I think Channing Crowder donated $200.
Wow.
While we were doing that segment. So if you can check it out on Twitter, on my Twitter, Solana retweeted it as well. I put it on the chat somewhere in this chat thread on YouTube. If you can donate to this GoFundMe for a friend of ours' father whose house was wrecked in Jamaica. She's going there in a couple of days, and she's only trying to raise $700 for like some needed things, and we're at 470 now, so that would be great.
I would imagine it's not just, you know, a house, but like resources in general in those areas.
Yeah, they can't get
like anywhere.
It's why she only spoke to her father for the first time yesterday, because he had to get to a town that had Starlink.
You can imagine like just getting basic resources is impossible with the way that the conditions of the roads, like, that's unimaginable.
Up to $510 right now. So look at that. The listeners coming through. We appreciate it.
Listen, we go to Jamaica bi-yearly for Christmas, and you're going between town to town and have no cell phone service. And it's beautiful with no hurricanes. I can't fathom what it is right now after Hurricane Melissa hit.
Have you climbed Dunn River Falls?
Multiple times.
Yes. I did that.
Try it with a 9-year-old on your back holding a 5-year-old in the front.
Try it with your 70-year-old mother, which is what I did. And then that had to be just as, well, may she rest in peace. But it had nothing to do with Dunn River Falls.
But did she smoke a heater at Dunn River Falls?
No, she was done smoking for years before then. That's a treat, though.
What about the cheap dad that refused to buy himself those water shoes so he thinks he's tough enough to go up barefooted? Yeah, that was me.
It's weird how difficult that Dunn River Falls is, because they don't make it seem like it's that difficult. They're like, oh, everybody, you walk up the waterfall, we'll have a guide for you, whatever. All of a sudden, I'm like teetering on falling down the falls on jagged, sharp rocks. And they're like, come on, red stripe at the end. And I'm like, well, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Hey, Hawk, at the front gate before you pay that $100, hey, man, it's a tough walk. Your feet are going to bleed.
I hit the bricks. Right.
You'll never pay the $100.
I mean, hook me onto something or something. I don't know. Isn't there a rope there? I mean, what are we doing here? Sliding off this thing. All right, Jim Larranaga is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Larranaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and don't forget, we've got Heat tickets to give away before 6 o'clock as well. Heat and Cavs at the Kaseya Center on Monday. Jim Larranaga, former head coach for the UM men's basketball team. He joins us on Wednesdays to talk a little hoops. Canes opened the season Monday with a win over Jacksonville, and they host Bethune-Cookman tomorrow night at the Watsco Center. Do you feel out of sorts, Coach, with college basketball season underway? I think you were at the Watsco Center on Monday. Do you feel out of sorts this time of year where, hey, I'm sitting here on a radio station. I should be putting a game plan together or something. Like, or are you the happiest you've been in a long time?
Well, I was out of sorts a few minutes ago when you complaining about a 70-year-old mother. Your own mother.
My mother.
Are you kidding me?
May she rest in peace. But we went on a family trip. It was me, my wife, my son. We went to Jamaica, and my mother was with us. And it was like, oh, climb Dunn's River Fall. It's Dunn's River, people are putting on the chat. Climb Dunn's River Fall. They make it sound so easy. The whole time, the way he probably was chasing the 9-year-old, I'm just standing behind my mother. I'm like, she's going to fall down these falls. Nobody seems to care. It was ridiculous. But we got to get some good pictures out of it, though.
Good memories, too, because you're laughing today. Hey, and on the game Monday night, I thought the Miami Hurricanes looked very good, very physical, very good defensively. I think Jai Lucas and his staff have done a tremendous job for the early part of the season, getting their team ready. Although Bethune-Cookman tomorrow night, they lost in overtime on Monday to Auburn. So they must be pretty good to go on the road to
SEC. They took Auburn to overtime, yeah.
And lose in overtime. So hopefully the Canes will be ready to go. Game time, 7 o'clock. I'll be there sitting courtside.
But do you miss it? Is there something gnawing at you inside? You are a coach. Is there something gnawing at you, or have you gotten that point where you're like, wow, this feels great?
No, I enjoyed watching the game without having to worry about every decision that you have to make. What I miss is my coaching staff, my assistants. And I miss the players at practice, hanging out with them, hanging around. Hey, Hawk, right now, instead of hanging around with college-age kids, I'm hanging around with the 80-year-olds. It's a little bit different. The conversations are different.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
A little pickleball? You got into pickleball yet? Well, that's right there.
I got a bad back, Crowd. I can't play. I can't play tennis, pickleball, golf, or anything. I do ride the bike. I do a little weightlifting. And tonight I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to a dinner tonight, hosted by the Posse Foundation. It's a group of high school scholars. These kids are all going to go to college on academic scholarships. They're all very, very bright. I'm going to be speaking at their dinner tonight at Key Biscayne Yacht Club. So I'm looking forward to that.
And, Coach, to Hawk's point about, you know, now watching games, like you say, almost as a fan. But when I watch football and somebody motions behind number two, I automatically in the back of my mind say, watch the crosser, watch the crosser, even if I don't say it out loud. Are you coaching just subconsciously where you'll be like, yeah, they got to pull number 12. He's a mismatch.
Yeah, you know, you can't avoid that. You know, you're still sitting on the sideline watching the game. I watched Duke last night against Texas, and you're watching the game. And funny thing is, you have one guy shooting lights out. Isaiah Evans is shooting lights out from three. But I've watched a lot of college basketball games where nobody's making threes. So nobody's in midseason form. You're not going to know who is really good until they get into conference play. But I do enjoy going to the Watsco Center, sitting courtside, and not have to worry if we're going to win or lose.
Well,
I shouldn't say it like that. That doesn't sound – no, I want us to win. That's all there is to it.
But if they lose, it ain't
but
on you.
If they lose, it's not on me. You can blame somebody else, but it's not on me.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, Crowder. Your number three Florida Gators are at the Watsco Center a week from this Sunday. A week from this Sunday, it's a primetime matchup. Am I right on that, Coach?
No, they're on the road. They meet in Jacksonville, I think.
Oh, well,
there goes my idea.
There goes my idea of having a field trip with you and sitting courtside with you while we root against Crowder's Gators. You sure?
We can all ride up to Jacksonville together.
Yeah, you got a car big enough to hold us all? Jimmy, you're coming?
I do. I'd love that. That'd be fun.
That's not a home game at the Watsco Center?
Neutral site game.
No, I don't believe so. That's a neutral site game created for TV.
I already told my wife, I said, hey, I'm not going to be home on the 15th. I'm going with Coach L and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy. We're going to go watch a Canes Gators game. I'm all disappointed.
Well, the good news is the following Sunday is Boy Scout Day against Delaware State. So we can all go.
We'll put on our Boy Scout outfits. We're all probably Boy Scouts. And Jimmy, you're still a Boy Scout? Are you active?
No, I'm not active. I used to be.
That's a bummer. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Speaking of winning and losing, he said that he's not responsible for the wins or losses. Coach L put up a good Wordle score today. But Hawk put up a better one.
Tell him, Hawk.
I got a 2 on Wordle today. 2. Coach had 4 correct letters on his second guess, but he ended up with a 3. He couldn't cash that 2 today. Very close, Coach. But you have not yet beaten me in Wordle, correct?
No, I haven't beaten yet, and I'm disappointed in that, and I'm trying to figure out how you cheat, because I know you cheat.
He's cheating, Coach. Yeah.
No cheating here.
How do you do that? How do you cheat in Wordle?
No cheating here. How dare you? So remember the conversation we were having last week was about the Heat. They had looked so good, and I said, can we determine anything about them yet? And you said, no. Got to wait, see how they look against some of these good West Coast teams. They lost to the Spurs. They lost to the Lakers. They beat your son's Clippers. And they've got the Nuggets tonight. So did we learn anything about the Heat?
Yeah, here's what you know. The West Coast is dynamic. I mean, those teams. OKC is undefeated right now. Yeah. They're playing great basketball. I think that the game tonight against the Nuggets, again, will be information that Spo and his staff can use. You keep talking about the big trades they're going to make in Ja Morant and you know, history tends to repeat itself. So I'm with Crowder with that. I mean, I think, you know, I like where the Heat are. I hope if they make a trade, it's for someone with great character, not a character you got to worry about off the court.
I like it.
Coach.
No, I was going to ask, Coach, what – so – That culture thing, to your point about the character, could that really change a Ja Morant, who's I think is immature, or even a Zion, who has an addiction to calories?
Well, in Zion's case, ask anyone, you guys know, ask anyone that you know that has a weight issue how difficult it is to lose the weight.
But he looks better this year.
He's constantly hurt. He doesn't. He only plays in about a third to a half of the games because he's hurt all the time. So I don't think that's a great investment in someone that you're relying on him, because you the best quality you have as a player, the best ability is availability. If the coach doesn't even know whether you're going to be able to play in that game, it's hard for him to coach and use you correctly. Ja Morant, immaturity, yeah. As you get older, you get a little more mature. And obviously the Heat culture is great for helping a guy with that, but I tend to believe history repeats itself.
Hey, Coach, I don't know if you've monitored the situation going on too much. If you've monitored, you know, Khalil Ware losing his starting spot, there's been some back and forth between him and Eric Spoelstra in terms of getting on the court. And I just wonder, like, when you're dealing with a talented young player, right? Eric Spoelstra and his coaching staff are dealing with a talented young player. They selected him in the first round, and they're seeing him play well, but not be as consistent as they've wanted him to be, and probably not be at the point in his progress where they wanted him to be already, despite it being early. Like, do you like how they're handling this, where they still have a short leash on a young guy like this? Or would you approach it a different way? I don't know, because it's just so fascinating to me. He's clearly mega talented, but man, they just get so angry with him so early, and they just have this short leash on him.
Yeah, I would never use that term, short leash. That refers to something I think is negative. I think in coaching, you're always dealing with the individual player and trying to figure out how to help him. And his personality and your personality as a coach or as a president, an owner, you're dealing with so many different kinds of personalities. And in Khalil Ware, you have a kid who's talented, but you've said it, Solana, over and over again, but he's inconsistent. So how are you going to get more consistency out of him? Is it play him more? And will that more playing time lead to more success for the Heat or less? Because if he's not producing, you got to find someone else that will produce, because the bottom line is you want to win. And I think in Khalil Ware, he's young.
What do you do when you have a plan before a season? We were talking about this because the Bulls have Coby White coming back, but the Bulls are 6-1 and looking good. The Heat are running and gunning and looking good, and they've got Tyler Hero coming back. As a coach, do you say, hey, before the season, my plan was to have the ball in Tyler Hero's hands, and I'm not going to deviate from that, even if it might throw off the early season success that we're having? Or do you just ride the hot hand, I guess?
Well, you know, I'll give you an example, because this is pertinent to the Tyler Hero case. When Lonnie Walker was a freshman and predicted to go in the first round in the NBA draft, but he got hurt in the summer, he was behind. And I felt what was best for him, he wasn't ready to play in November or December as a starter. So we brought him along very slowly. He moved into the starting lineup in the middle of January and then became our leading scorer. This is very different, because Tyler Hero has been a stud for the Heat for the last several seasons. He knows what he's supposed to do. He should be able to hit the ground running as soon as he's physically able. And I don't think you take a step back then. It's actually a good step in the right direction to have a great player enter your lineup and give you 15, 20, 25 points each and every night because he is a consistent scorer.
And coach, a guy like Hero or a guy that we're used to watching him, you know, be ball dominant and create shots and all of that. For him to just jump into a system where it's a lot of passing, that fast pace, that what the Heat are doing. I don't know if you watched Bam Adebayo explain their offense where everybody just runs this big circle and guys cut every now and again. You knew what he was saying. I didn't. But would a great player that's used to having the ball in his hands, would he struggle in one of those type offenses where he might not get the ball for a couple possessions?
Yeah, you mentioned about Ja Morant not liking that system with the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, to me, every player should understand it's not their job to decide what offense to run or what defense to play. It's their job to play as well as they can within that system, no matter what the system is. The player needs to adjust. The coach can't adjust to every single player. He's got 12, 14, 15 different guys. You can't change your offense just based on your personnel every possession. So I like the fast pace. I think getting into the open court and scoring before the other team's defense is set, because I think right now it is very, very hard to score when the other team is back 5-on-5 and you have to execute a play. At the NBA level, as talented as those guys, they're much better prepared to score in the open court. And I think Tyler Hero will be very, very comfortable playing in that style.
It's why it's genius by Spo, coach. I don't know, you know, how much Heat basketball you've watched over the past couple of years, but their half court offense was made me sad at times watching it. I asked you last year, coach. It might have been in the playoffs when you came on. What do you need to see to put Jokic, the Joker, out in Denver, since the Heat are playing them tonight, in the conversation already of the top three, top five centers of all time? And I told you, I think he's already up there based on style of play and accolades with Kareem, with Shaq, with Wilt, with Bill Russell. Like, I genuinely believe he's up there already. And you told me, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Do you change your mind already watching what he's been doing at the start of the season? Like, what does he have to do? Because, I mean, he's averaging a triple-double again.
Who are you talking about, Solana?
Jokic. The Joker.
No, I didn't say that about Jokic last year. I said that about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. SGA, I said, we need to give him a little more time. If he wins the championship, and now, I mean, the guy is scoring. He scored over 20 points, like, for forever.
Right.
Jokic has been one of the best players in the world since I'll say, year two in the NBA.
Right.
He is the man. I don't think there's a better basketball player. I don't care what position. He's got the combination of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Hakeem Olajuwon, his skills, his basketball IQ. No, he's one of the greatest of all time. I never said we got to wait on that guy. He'd already – how many MVPs has he won?
Three, I think. But I'm talking about putting him in the conversation with, like, –
Kareem,
Shaq.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. Maybe I remembered incorrectly, but I remember saying that last year during the show, and I thought there was some pushback from you, but maybe not. Oh. Maybe I remembered incorrectly.
Well, maybe I remember incorrectly because the moment I think of Kareem, I'm like, oh, God, he was the best ever. No one could guard the guy. He was so good. From the time I first saw him play in high school, when he had 19 points in the first quarter of the New York City championship game against Rice High School in 1967. Actually 65, 1965. That was the first time I saw him in person. And every game after that, he was the greatest. But, you know, Jokic is right there, the Michael Jordans, the LeBrons, all these guys, they're in such a special category.
Who is better?
But if you misunderstood, I apologize. I didn't explain it very
well.
Who
is better, Michael Jordan or Josh Giddey? All right, we got to go, Coach. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
That's a close one, Hawk. You got me there. I'm not sure.
Hard-hitting journalism, Coach. See you, Coach. We love you.
All right, guys.
There you go. Coach Larinaga. I thought I was going to be able to set up a little watch party at the Canes-Gators game. I didn't know it was up in Jacksonville.
What sense does that make? Having a game against the Canes-Gators in Jacksonville? It's not halfway between the two. It's away from everybody.
Neutral site game, though.
Right. But at this early in the season, but I'm assuming it's an ESPN game or something, right? Because why would it start at 8:30 p.m.? Like, it's a big it's got to be a big to-do.
The game is on ESPN.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, neutral site game, okay. ESPN, defending champs in Florida playing UM.
And Jay Lucas, first,
UM's
first
still,
season.
Still a big brand, right?
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We've got Heat tickets to give away in the 4 o'clock hour. Well, maybe the 4 o'clock hour or the 5 o'clock hour. One of the two, we're going to give away Heat tickets. So don't go anywhere. Get you caught up on the headlines as well. 4 o'clock hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.